From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. It'll be Democrat Gavin Newsom against Republican John Cox this fall in the California governor's race. As Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports, it's a general election contest that both candidates wanted.
Instead of facing a more moderate Democrat in what might have been a tight race, Newsom now gets to run a general election campaign where he can tie his Republican opponent to President Trump. Newsom took the stage at a San Francisco nightclub around 10 p.m.
Our values, as you know, are under assault. We're engaged in an epic battle, and it looks like voters will have a real choice this November between a governor who's going to stand up to Donald Trump and a foot soldier in his war on California.
Newsom did not mention Cox by name, a sharp contrast to his campaign ads, which sought to build Cox up among Republicans by portraying him as in league with the president and the NRA. Cox, meanwhile, didn't hesitate to go after Newsom during his election night speech at a hotel in San Diego's Gaslamp District.
We can continue the status quo, which is what Gavin Newsom represents, with high taxes, homeless on the streets, bad roads, mismanaged schools, mismanaged water supplies, mismanaged forests. Or we can go to a businessman who's had a 40-year career of delivering results.
Trump endorsed Cox in the run-up to primary day, which helped Cox distance himself from his Republican rival, Assemblyman Travis Allen. That also allowed Cox to easily outpace the other prominent Democrats, Treasurer John Chung, former state schools chief Delaine Easton, and the most closely watched challenger, former Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, who conceded late Tuesday night and endorsed Newsom. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Adler.
You'll find this story plus local election results at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.